If you're wondering whether the Green Top grocery store is just a place where you can buy vegetables or tofu, it's not. If you're wondering if you have to be an owner to go there, you don't. The first thing that strikes you as you walk into the 6,600 square foot store on Washington Street is just how normal it looks. There's the paper towels, there's bags of charcoal, macaroni and cheese, there's the beer case and the deli. But it's no normal store. With more than 1,500 owners, Green Top Grocery will be a new one-stop shop for local produce, meats, and dairy that's produced within 100 miles of Bloomington. And on Tuesday night at the Sneak Peek, many of those owners I spoke with were proud to see their creation with food on its shelves and some of its 37 employees hard at work. Every owner I talked to knew their number, that is, when they became an owner. Roger Day bought in 4 years ago. He's owner number 143.
I really didn't have a vision, and it's just great. It's cool. It's big. The high ceiling makes it really feel big in here. I like that. It's an all-purpose grocery store. It's not a place just to go buy your loose tea and ground coffee and go somewhere else to buy your chicken or your produce or your dairy products. This is it.
I'm Debbie Sheldon, and I live in Bloomington. I've lived here for about 4.5 years. It's incredibly exciting. I'm owner number 99. Barely made it into the double digits, and so I remember our celebration for 250 owners. I remember our celebration for 500 owners. I remember site announcement and bringing more people in from that. The store's going to open. That's going to bring even more owners. And so I expect it's going to continue to grow. And it's just really neat to see so many people rally around supporting so much good in the community and so much local.
My name's Alan Langrell. I'm from Normal, live in Normal. It's a great statement for the community. It's an amazing commitment. Over 1,500 people, that's a really great number for a town this size. I mean, you compare to other towns across the country that might have co-ops. We've got a pretty good footprint, a great base to make this work. Now all we have to do is shop here. And everybody else shop here too, the public shop here too. You don't have to be an owner to shop here.
I'm Jill Henry. I'm from Bloomington, Illinois, originally. Well, I just want to invite the public to come out. I know there's a big misconception that that if you're not an owner, you can't shop here, and that is absolutely not true. This is open to the public, so anybody can come. I'm definitely into the organic produce. So I do a lot of juicing myself and in my juicer. So I'm looking forward to getting the really local stuff that's more healthy, because when it's shipped from so far away, it loses a lot of its nutrients. So I'm definitely going to be in the produce aisle.
This is our wine section, and we will have beer over here. We have 18 feet of wine, and it will be one of the best natural and organic selections of wine in Bloomington Normal.
At the deli, we'll be offering prepared foods. So wherever possible, we'll be using local produce and also local meats and cheeses and dairy products. So we're very excited about that. So you can eat here in our beautiful mezzanine or take it with you for lunch or whatever.
My name is Liz McMahon, and I'm with National Co-op Grocers, and we're a co-op of co-ops. This store is opening with a complete package. I mean, it looks beautiful. It's put together. It looks like a professional grocery store. It's not what some people might think of as a co-op from the days of past that are kind of thrown together and dirty. It's not like that. It's a full, beautiful grocery store filled with local products, and I think that's something everyone can be really proud of.
My name is Michael Pennington. I am the general manager of the store. It's really exciting. We've had the past 5 years to get to this point. And to finally see it become a reality is something that is just kind of indescribable. All that work that for so long was just a pie in the sky dream, that this community has really come together and make it a beautiful, wonderful building. Well, like I said, we are a mission-driven organization, and our support of local farmers, our support of quality jobs, and our support of access to healthy foods in a USDA-designated food desert, I think sets us apart from any other store in town. What you're going to see here is a focus on local products, a focus on employees that are providing both quality customer service but are working quality jobs that pay living wages. And we have a classroom here that's going to be used to help increase accessibility and education about healthy, sustainable products. One of the biggest barriers to eating healthy is knowledge on how to prepare food and a reliance on ready-to-eat meals. So by having a kitchen where we're going to be able to teach introductory cooking classes and basic skills, we're going to break down that barrier to entry to healthy food.
Well, it's kind of like planting a seed and putting it in your garden and watching it grow. You've got this amazing sort of plant, this yield from that seed. And now things are really going to get going. Things are really going to get exciting.
This is just amazing. I'm so excited to be able to support our local farmers. I'm so excited to be able to bring good jobs to the community. The whole development is amazing. So it's just good for Bloomington.
There will be a ribbon cutting at Greentop Grocery at noon on Friday. I'm Ryan Denham.